When we think of Parshas Mishpatim, we usually think of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we usually think of Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Maseches Kiddushin. The opening sections of Mishpatim certainly are the foundation of so much of the halachas of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But the truth is, later in the Parsha, towards the end of the halachic part of Parshas Mishpatim, there are some key concepts and key introductions of various central pieces of Bnei Adam L'Makom. In particular, the set of Shalosh Ravelim appear for the first time in Parshas Mishpatim, and the way in which the Torah presents it seems at first very curious. You hear about the Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaKatzir, Chag HaAsif. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos appear as mostly agricultural Yom Tovim. Later on, the Torah will return to them again, and we'll hear some of the other aspects of the Yom Tovim that are more familiar to us. But it's striking when you read the Psukim that the first presentation of the Shalosh Regalim is predominantly as farming festivals. And you got to wonder why that is. And there are a number of different approaches. The Sefer HaChinuch has something fascinating and practical. Sefer HaChinuch writes later in Parshas Emor, the Torah wants us, these are times, he says, if you're a farmer, so these are times when one is naturally very excited. These are key points in the seasonal flow of work, and specifically in the seasonal flow of watching revenue come in. And these are times when a farmer would be naturally happy for secular reasons. This is when Parnassah is coming in. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take that natural simcha, and rather than let it be merely mundane, take that natural simcha and channel it into something of spiritual meaning. Take that natural feeling of simcha and channel it into a celebration of our relationship with our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his comments in this week's Parsha, in Emes Yaakov, he takes that and with a twist and in a broader way that perhaps speaks to those of us who are not yet farmers in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov writes that perhaps there's a larger message here. That larger message is that in celebrating farming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us that we are proud Jews, that we fundamentally reject the pagan approach to physicality, which nowadays comes in two different flavors. We fundamentally reject the notion that the spiritual and physical have no connection with one another. Nowadays it comes in two different flavors. There's the secular approach, to see an amoral approach. There's no spiritual meaning in much of anything. And the physical is just there, and do what you will with it. We also reject the dualistic approach. We reject the approach of a Christianity, of a Zoroastrianism, that the spiritual is the opposite of the physical. That to be truly spiritual, one needs to walk away from the physical, and anything physical is fundamentally anti-spiritual. We reject that utterly. We see that as part of a pagan approach of seeing different powers in the world. We instead remind ourselves every day in Shema that Hashem Echad, or as we open the Birkat Kriyat Shema every morning by quoting the words of Yeshayahu HaNavi, we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Yotzar Vorei Choshech, that light and dark, that what appears to us to be pleasant or painful, what appears to us to be spiritual or physical, it's all from the one and only God who created all of it, which means that the physical is not devoid of spirituality, nor is the physical the enemy of spirituality. It can be used well or poorly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to see the all the physical in our lives as potential tools, as opportunities to be used to advance our relationship with Him. And Rabbi Yaakov sees in the opening presentation of Yom Tovim and Chumash a reflection of that idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying we don't run away from it. We don't run away from the physical, nor do we see the physical as neutral. We see it as rich with opportunities. We need to use it well. And that's the what Sefer HaChinuch explains is an example of that. That the Yom Tovim are our opportunity to see farming or to see whatever is that farming in our lives, to see the gashmius in our lives as opportunities, as potential, that we need to think carefully about how are we going to take all the resources with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills our lives, how are we going to use them, l'man Hashem. It's an opportunity and an obligation.